Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, dude.
What's good, locals? And welcome back to The Local Podcast. This is episode 28. If you want to find our podcast, you can listen to us on Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, and another source that we can never find out. But nonetheless, you can join our Discord and get connected to with us. You can find a link to that in the description of wherever you're watching this. And pretty much this is just a podcast. We talk about video games, movies, TV shows, anything that we're doing in our daily lives. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my co-host, Miguel Vasquez. Sorry.
Yeah,
pretty much we're back, Mike. It's been, I think we took like a week off.
Yeah, we did, you know.
What's good with you?
Well, usual, always designing, you know, all the time, every day, 24/7. So that's what I've been doing. In the last podcast, we talked about how we had to set goals for each other. For me, you know, my goal was to finish up Bugs Bunny, you know, like in an artistic way that I normally do it. So I finished them up and I posted it on Instagram. And now this time, I'm working on The Simpsons. You know, I'm working on the whole family. So I hope to get that finished by, you know, hopefully by the end of next week. And I haven't really been playing much video games, honestly. Just a little bit of Doom 2016. I still haven't played Doom Eternal. I know. Still haven't. Just because I've been busy with just like designing and stuff like that. But yeah, other than that, it's been really a bit boring week, dude. Mostly just, you know, been indoors working on characters, 3D characters. But yeah, just because of quarantine, dude, I just can't. There really isn't much to do. But yeah, that's pretty much it. What about you?
I had a couple of interesting things happen to me this week. Like, pretty much, I think today's like the most interesting. Like, I think it took like 3 days just thinking about like just building a half pipe since I've been home and I want to skate. And there's literally no room for me in the backyard to build one. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do one in the front yard. But I found I had to get like permits and stuff for that from the city, and I gotta build a fence around it so kids don't just skate my shit, you know what I mean?
I mean, you got security cams.
Yeah, I know, but that's not gonna stop fucking. We fucking hop fences and skate schools when we're not supposed to. Even if they got security cameras, what's that gonna stop us? You know what I mean? But so yeah, I was thinking about that hard, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna build like a regular like 12-foot wide one in the backyard, and then when I get more money, I'll upgrade it to the front yard.
Mm.
And I was literally gonna get up early today and go get it. And bless when you. I woke up, I literally had an email saying, "Hey, we have your Steam Valve Index VR headset ready to ship out. All you have to do is just pay for it." And I was like, "Fuck!" I completely forgot I pre-ordered this. And then I literally made the decision last night. I was like, "Well, if I make the half pipe, I won't get the VR." So fuck, I'm not gonna get the VR, I'll just cancel my pre-order. And then that email came in this morning when I woke up, and I was like, damn. Honestly, you know what, fuck it. I'm not gonna do the half pipe. If I wanna do the half pipe, I wanna do it right. And I wanna do it right in the front yard, you know? I would like to make it like 16 feet wide, and have like a nice little setup where I can skate flat and skate the ramp, you know? And then have a nice fence around it. Like, do everything right instead of rushing it. Like, doing something small and then upgrading to bigger. It'll cost more because I will need to upgrade the pipe itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, other than that, so yeah, I pre-ordered my VR headset today, which is pretty cool. I wonder how long it's going to take to get here due to coronavirus and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But is it shipping out from China or from the States?
I'm not sure. I didn't check.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, so I got my VR headset today. I paid it off. Mm-hmm. And trying to think if I did anything else. Hung out with Nate that one day when we were supposed to hang out. And just been pretty much staying inside just playing video games. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII. I put in like 20 hours.
And how do you like it so far?
Every morning I probably put in like 3. And trying to think. yeah, I pretty much probably put in like 8 hours every day. I've been putting in. I've been letting my brother borrow it so he can catch up because I'm kind of getting grinded out on it. But Yeah, I really like it. It feels like, if you haven't played Kingdom Hearts, then I don't know what to tell you. It feels like Kingdom Hearts to me. And this is my first Final Fantasy VII game, so I really like it. It's pretty cool. I found out that you don't have to play the other Final Fantasies if you haven't. I heard the only Final Fantasies that connect to each other are the X series, I believe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nonetheless, from that, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII. I don't know if I mentioned last time on the podcast, but I beat Doom Eternal, mm-hmm. which was pretty good. Was pretty good. It doesn't. Well, I won't say nothing. I'm not trying to spoil it, but yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. There's like some other stuff, like other cosmetics I wanted to get, like skins for the Doom Slayer, but mm-hmm. honestly, I'm not even gonna bother playing multiplayer. I just wanted to play the story.
But, and like, what would you rate the story out of 10? Like,
it's weird. It's like, it takes place after Doom 1, but it doesn't take place right after Doom 1. It takes like years after Doom 1. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. I like how they introduce new. I assume, yeah, there is new enemy types. Mm-hmm, like, yeah. Not like a spoiler, you see him in the trailer, but there's this one guy, I think he's called a Marauder.
Oh, yeah, with the axe?
Yeah, with the axe and the shield. And I mm-hmm. guess before, they used to be a Doom Slayer too, but they got corrupted by hell. And
That's a spoiler. No, I'm kidding. Like, I would have figured it out.
Yeah, no, it's really dope, and they're so fucking hard. Like, they have an axe, a shield, and they have their own super shotgun. So it's pretty dope seeing that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool, man.
Well, yeah, you pretty much find that out in the lore. Like, when you look at the lore tabs, the little pieces of paper you find. Like, when you see them for the first time, it tells you all that. But, like you find out more, like, how they used to be a Doom Slayer. Like, they don't tell you that right off the bat. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, I beat Doom Eternal, played Final Fantasy VII. I played a little bit of RE3 right after I beat Doom Eternal, but then I was kind of out of it. I was like, fuck, do I really want to play a shooter right after another shooter? Nah, yeah. You know, I don't want to play RE3. And then, thank God, Final Fantasy VII came out the next day, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I'm really enjoying Final Fantasy VII. It's long, it's kind of, not like kind of slow, but it's pretty good. I like it. I like the combat. A lot of people are having iffies about it. But it kind of sucks, though, because I'm really enjoying the game and the story that it's telling. And I know I'm not going to be able to finish it because this is only part one of who knows how many parts are going to be coming out. I don't even know where it ends because I don't even know the story of Final Fantasy VII. But supposedly this is not the entire Final Fantasy VII game. This is just part one.
So you mean to tell me there's going to be DLC for it in future or expansions?
I don't even know if there's going to be DLC for it. There might just be Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And that would be a separate...
like a separate game. Maybe they would do DLC, like episodic DLC, like they do for Hitman.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like it bums me out because I'm like, dang, this is really good. And then I'm going to have to like stop the story and wait who knows how long for the next episode to come out.
Yeah,
like that's gonna kind of suck because I'm gonna be out of the story already. Like I want to play the story to the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah
we'll see how it ends, you know what I mean? Like maybe it'll end like on a big ass cliffhanger that I don't even know about because I don't even know the story, you know what I mean? Like the main, like I guess the main villain is supposed to be Sephiroth, but he's dead. I haven't seen him yet, so maybe like, in the end of this first game, it'll show Sephiroth coming back to life, and then Cloud's right there like, what the hell? And then the credits roll. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's a good ender. At least, I don't know, because I never played it. I don't know the story and how it goes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake is really good. I got into the beta called Valorant. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty cool. That one's more of a CSGO-like... I compare like CSGO with mixed in with Overwatch. So it's pretty much, there's only one game mode. It's search and destroy pretty much. You plant the bomb and the other team's got to defuse it. You only get one life. But at the beginning of every round, you have money you can earn. If you win the round, you get extra money. If you kill somebody, you get extra money the next round. And each gun costs money, like a sniper, LMG, assault rifle, yeah, and then you have to buy your abilities too. Like, I've been playing as this person called Sage. She's pretty much a healer. You could buy, she has a wall and two balls that freeze the floor. Mm-hmm. And she could heal herself or heal allies. And her mm-hmm. ultimate ability is that she could revive one of her teammates. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of other characters. There's another character called Nova. He has like a bow and arrow. He could mm-hmm. reveal enemy's location. Mm-hmm. He has two stun arrows. One, what does the other arrow do? Oh no, yeah, he has, and then it's not another arrow. He has like a little drone, and he could fly the drone and pinpoint enemies as he's flying through, but if the enemies shoot it, it's obviously done. Mm-hmm. And his ultimate is that he could shoot through any wall, like with the beam of an arrow, mm-hmm. three times. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's pretty much like Counter-Strike with Overwatch, Search and Destroy so far. It's pretty cool. I like it. I've been having fun with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only way to get into beta is if you link your Riot account with your Twitch account and watch Valorant streams, and they randomly pick you to send you a code.
And you just got it, huh? You were gifted.
I got it like the first day they were dropping codes. It's been like about a week.
For sure.
Yeah, supposedly the full game is supposed to release. Not full game, because it's going to be free to play. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to release in summer. It's made by the people that made League of Legends, so.
Sure.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. And there was this the only funny story that I got is that there was this one time I was playing, and mm-hmm. I didn't realize how late it was, and it was like 11:30, and I was like, "Fuck, I haven't ate dinner." You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna order something to eat from Uber Eats. So I ordered McDonald's. I got a 20-piece, right? 20-piece mm-hmm. with medium fries and a medium Coke. Mm-hmm. The Uber Eats got here so quick, like in 15 minutes. I was like, oh, heck yeah, this is so dope. Because it usually takes like 40 minutes, but maybe it was so late. But, mm-hmm. so I get the food and I ask the guy, I was like, oh, everything's in here? Because it's like taped. And then he's like, yeah, that's the order they gave me for Carlos. And I was like, all right, sick. So I bring it inside. I open it up. My chicken nuggets aren't in there.
Oh my God.
My chicken nuggets are not in there. There's a drink in there, a medium drink. There's fries. And a Big Mac in there. And I never had a Big Mac. But they custom ordered this Big Mac. It had, literally, it said it like three times. It said, extra, extra, extra onions. Extra, extra, what? Extra lettuce. Extra, extra, extra sauce. With medium fries. And I was like, maybe they got my soda right. Maybe I could just eat the fries and the soda, whatever. And then I drank the soda. It was diet.
Wow, what the hell, dude?
Yeah, dude, so I literally just went back on the Uber Eats app, and then...
you gave him a bad review.
It said, well, it's not the driver's fault. Mm-hmm. It's literally the worker's fault. Or it could be the driver's. Maybe he just mixed up the orders.
Yeah, yeah.
Really. So I went on the Uber Eats, and it asked me, like, oh, how was your food? And I was like, terrible. And it says, why? And then it tells me to select something, and one of the options was, my order was wrong. And so I select that, and then it takes me to another screen, and it says, what item of your order was wrong? So I select the chicken nuggets, I select the fries, and then I select the drink. And then it refunded me basically my entire money, except for delivery, pretty much.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, but, yeah, that was kind of funny, because I was like, who orders a Big Mac with extra, extra, extra onions, lettuce, and sauce?
I don't know. Maybe he was trolling you, you know? Maybe that was his last day on the job, you know? He's like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to fuck this dude's order.
That's fucked up.
I'm kidding.
But yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the only interesting that happened to me. The McDonald's, my VR headset, and the half pipe.
Yeah. I found the McDonald's story really interesting.
But yeah, I mean, we could get into news.
For sure. I'm excited.
First on the list that I put down is that Saved by the Bell is getting a reboot.
Yeah, yeah. I've never watched it before, but I do know Mario Lopez is in it. Mm-hmm. And I saw it on IGN, and I went straight to the comment section. A lot of people were just trashing it, you know? I don't know, you know, I've never watched Saved by the Bell. I've heard really good stuff about it from, you know, like, old heads, you know, like, older people. But it's not something I would consider watching because I've never seen the original one. But yeah, I just saw, you know, Mario Lopez, you know, obviously he's from like America's Best Dance Crew, right? Yeah, well, you know, he's like, I know, I've seen Mario Lopez before, so that's what just caught my attention, Mario Lopez. But other than that, yeah, it looks just like, it reminds me of Fuller House, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try to, like, bring back the old school shows just for nostalgia and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't seen Saved by the Bell, it's pretty much, like, school drama, I guess. It's pretty old. It's, like, what, 90s?
90s, yeah.
Yeah, it has Mario Lopez. Fuck, I don't know any other of the famous dudes. I feel like Mario Lopez is the only one that pretty much blew up.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Most likely I'm wrong. The only other character I know is just his character named Screech. And, yeah, that's all. Yeah, Saved by the Bell got a reboot pretty much about current gen school drama. And Mario Lopez, he used to go to that same school, I guess. And I guess now he's a gym teacher, talking to his best friend's kids, watching over them and stuff.
Oh, shit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sure. Pretty interesting. I think I might watch a couple episodes. We'll see. It didn't say what it was coming on, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but basically, I think it's literally called Saved by the Bell Reboot. But nonetheless, after that, we got really short news on movies and TV shows. We got a Capone trailer with Tom Hardy portraying Al Capone, the gangster.
Yeah, that looks really good.
I don't know. I don't know much about Al Capone, but I know he's a notorious gangster, like one of the biggest of the bigs.
Yeah.
Is he still alive? No, huh?
No, he's dead, dude. He died like in the 50s? He did. Or 40s. But yeah, he was like from the Prohibition era. So, yeah, he's like infamous for the Valentine's Day Massacre, where he killed, I think, 7 people. He gunned down 7 people. And at a bank, I think. I'm not too sure, but I know he gunned down 7 people. So yeah, like he's like one of the most famous, infamous/famous like gangsters of in the U.S. or of all time. So for Tom Hardy to be taking his role, you know, I just think it's, I don't know, I like Tom Hardy, but I feel like, you know, he's not really Italian. I think he's like British, or is he British?
I don't know.
I could be wrong. I think he's American, but either way, you know, I would have preferred like an old school Italian actor. Oh yeah, he's an English actor. Well, I would have preferred like an old school like Italian American actor to portray Al Capone. They could have gotten Robert De Niro, or they could have gotten what's his name, Al Pacino. No, I'm kidding. No, they could have just got like, you know, they could have got the old school, you know, Italian American actors, but they got Tom Hardy. But then again, you know, Tom Hardy is not a bad actor. He's a badass. He's good at acting. Yeah, so I think he'll nail it. What do you think of the trailer?
Yeah, I don't know much about Al Capone, but this movie looks really interesting. It's not going to show like his entire life, obviously. It says that it's going to show the last chapters, like of them trying to take the money that he's hiding. But some shit like that, but it looks really interesting. I'm really going to go see that. It doesn't have a release date, obviously, due to COVID-19.
Yeah, the pandemic, yeah.
But hopefully it comes to maybe, like, a streaming service or something, you know? I definitely watch that. Lastly, on our list for movies and TV show, we got Sam Raimi is directing Doctor Strange 2.
Oh, it's going to be good, you know? Expect some comedy stuff, you know, some light humor stuff. Because with Spider-Man, with Spider-Man, he added like some form of humor into it, like some funny, you know, some funny stuff. You know, when something bad happens to Peter Parker, they make it look so funny, you know, just like a natural, you know, like the least you wouldn't expect it to be like something bad happens to Peter Parker and you find it funny but fucked up at the same time. You know what I mean? Like that was, I think he directed the Evil Dead too.
Yeah,
I think yeah. So like this guy's like, I'm excited to see how he leads Doctor Strange too, honestly.
Yeah, last, if you don't know Sam Raimi, he directed the first 3 Spider-Man films with Tobey Maguire and some other good shit, like you said, Evil Dead, and supposedly Doctor Strange and the Madness of the Multiverse is supposed to be a horror film. I think that's rumored, or what the direction of the last director said that they were going in and that he couldn't follow. But supposedly, I think the last director, he left, but he's going to stay on as a producer. So he's mm-hmm. he's going to be working with Sam Raimi still for Doctor Strange and Doctor Strange 2.
But sure. And you said it's going to be like almost horror based?
Rumored. It's going to be
a horror film. That would be fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'm pretty confident he'll do a good job for a sequel for Doctor Strange. I like the first one. I like the visuals of the first one. They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's saying, like, imagine, like, for the multiverse that he brings in Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Or
it's possible.
It's possible. There's a lot of things possible that you could do in multiverses with everything that they did with the time travel and Endgame and everything. So imagine that they bring Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and fucking Tom Holland and
the 60s Japanese Spider-Man
or freaking into the Spider-Verse into real characters like the Miles Morales character. I don't know who portrayed him, but obviously he wouldn't do the Miles Morales, you know what I mean, the character in real life, but they'll probably pick someone else or maybe who knows, maybe they would. But it looks really interesting. I'm pretty hyped for it.
For sure.
Obviously, all these movies, these two movies don't have a release date due to COVID. But, pretty hype for it. But pretty much that's it for movies and TV shows, unless you've heard something interesting that I haven't read down and that I didn't have on the playlist.
Grounded. Is that a video game or a movie?
That's a video game.
Oh, for sure.
All right, so we'll just skip right into video games. For first I have on the list, I didn't have it on the playlist or anything, but today, the day we're recording this, is April 16th, 2020. Do you know what game was supposed to release today?
Oh my god. I know not The Last of Us. That was supposed to release in May.
No, fuck that game.
April 16th. Oh, Cyberpunk, right?
Yep, Cyberpunk 2077 was supposed to release today. Could you believe that? But it got delayed. But even if COVID, I don't know, maybe it would have released even due to COVID COVID problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything, like Last of Us isn't releasing because they're scared that everyone's going to get it before someone else when they want everyone to get it at the same time.
Yeah, and then spoil it too, you know? They could spoil it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. That's a really good choice by Naughty Dog.
Yeah. But yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 was supposed to release today, but I wanted to add in some stuff like Xbox is getting a new Cyberpunk 2077 controller. Looks hella clean. And there's a leaked picture of an Xbox One X Cyberpunk 2077 edition that looks really dope. And if that's real, I think I might grab that just to have a limited edition console. I think just my Xbox 360 and my PS4 Pro are limited edition consoles. I have the Spider-Man one and the Star Wars R2-D2 Xbox 360.
For sure.
But I would definitely grab that Xbox One X. Or I'll probably wait when it goes on sale and stuff. I'm pretty sure it'll go on sale. I mean, you could buy a brand new Xbox One X for $299, I believe, right now in the Microsoft Store.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's like the strong. It's like the most powerful console at the moment right now. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
But I wanted to get that. But I mean, if we're talking about Xbox news, we might as well get Grounded out the way too.
Mm-hmm.
Grounded came out with a new, I guess, a release trailer, like a announcement release trailer. Maybe it was already announced. I'm not sure. But pretty much, Grounded is an Xbox exclusive, also coming to Steam and Xbox Game Pass. And when does it have a release date?
Not too sure.
I think it's summer. Summer release date. I don't know. I could be wrong. But Grounded looks kind of like Ark. Have you played Ark? Or seen Ark?
Survival with the Evolved? Dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen gameplay of it, but I haven't played it. Because I believe it's on all consoles, I think. But
yeah,
it is, right? So, no, I haven't played it, but I've seen a gameplay trailer. I mean, gameplay of it.
Well, Grounded is pretty much, I guess, a kid got shrunken down to really small in his front yard. And he has to survive in the front yard. And he has to, like, pretty much build like his own base, build his own weapons, basically survive in the front yard until they fix the tool to bring him back to life size. So he has to fight off ants, spiders, like, you know, fly on flowers, leaves, and stuff like that. It looks really interesting. It has me... It's piqued my eye. And supposedly there's, like, good story into it. It's not just, like, online shit. It's, like... Yeah, I don't know if it's going to have online. It looks story-wise.
Yeah. It looks... It's, like, a combination of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and The Ant and Bully. You remember The Ant and Bully?
I've never seen The Ant and Bully. And I haven't seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Like, the kid, like, he loves... Yeah, he loves torturing ants. And, like, one day he turns into, like, an ant size. And, yeah, like, he teams up with the ants and stuff like that. But a good film, you know. It's a throwback to be mentioning that film. But, yeah, it reminds me of that. It gives me those vibes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it looks really interesting. What do you think? You think it'll be a good game?
I think it looks fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's platform, right? Is it platform?
No, it looks
fun. I know it's over the top, right?
It's not over the top. It's more... I don't know the genre for it, but it's more like Ark. You're surviving in the wild, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Or if you want to... you want to compare it to Minecraft too, because you're building your shit, building your weapons, building your base, but it has story to it. Or like Fallout. It's like Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Grounded, Xbox exclusive, also to Steam, but looks pretty dope. Sure. Really would. Let me see what else I got on the news. Crysis Remastered got announced yesterday or today. I think today.
Yeah, like, I never played the Crysis games. My brother used to play it on our old PC.
Mm-hmm.
He played Crysis too, but I know Crysis is, like, it's, like, one of the best visually, it's, like, it was one of the best, you know, when it first came out. It's, like, the, if you're talking about PC gaming, Crysis is the epitome of, graphics, you know, back then, you know? And I seen the trailer, and it looked, and the visuals look really, really good. I'm assuming they might be using like ray tracing stuff like that for realistic shadows and stuff. But and what surprised me the most is that it's gonna be on the Switch too, right?
Yes, it's coming to all gens, Switch, PS4, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah, I'm really interested. I'm interested in seeing the way Switch runs.
Crysis. Yeah, everyone says it's gonna melt the Switch.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if it couldn't handle Doom, what makes you think it's gonna handle Crysis, you know?
Supposedly it's getting remastered by the same people that ported The Witcher 3 on Switch.
For sure.
So it should be able to run it.
Oh, yeah.
And for how old it is, I think that game came out in 2009 or 2007.
Yeah, but the visuals look updated. I was looking at it and I compared it, and it looks like visually, like, the lighting is much better, and the foliage, the vegetation in the game looks better, you know? So, yeah, it comes to a surprise, you know? I didn't think they would remaster Crysis, but here we are, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued. I don't know anything about Crysis, but I've always wanted to play Crysis.
Mm-hmm.
When it first came out, I never even heard of this game until probably, like, PS4, when people were talking about Crysis 3.
Yeah.
Even though that game's not even out for PS4 or Xbox One, but yeah, I never heard of the game Crysis, but this looks really interesting. I'm definitely gonna pick it up when it drops.
Sure.
Yeah, Crysis Remastered for all you Crysis fans. If you guys ever played it, it's coming, and you better be ready. Another news we got: I guess Rocksteady announced GTA 6 is in development.
Wait, Rocksteady or Rockstar?
Rockstar, sorry.
I was about to say they're making a new Batman game.
Yeah, supposedly GTA 6 is in development, but obviously do not expect this game anytime soon, because I guess they just started development on it. So yeah, we're not going to get it for another 5 years maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows how long it'll take, but...
Well, actually, you know, maybe in 2 to 3 years, I wouldn't say 5 years. People that made Red Dead Redemption 2, that was a different studio. I mean, it was multiple studios that were working on it, but just like any other, like, you know, like Bethesda or like even Activision, they normally have studios that work on Call of Duty, like different studios that work on Call of Duty. So you'll have Infinity Ward, you'll have Sledgehammer Games working on Call of Duty, and that's the reason why we have Call of Duty games every year, because different studios are working on it. So in this case, I'm assuming GTA was already in development for maybe like 2 to 3 years ago, for like 3 years now, by different studios, you know. While they were working on Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
So, well, I could be wrong though, but I'm assuming like it should come out within 2 to 3 years, you know.
Yeah, I only say like 5 years, possibly longer, because obviously COVID and everyone's working from home, so they're not on that grind like they are at work, you know what I mean? So that's for true. Sure they got way less resources at home than they do at work. And and who knows what they could do for GTA 6, you know? They have to completely make something new from GTA 5 to GTA 6, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to have to make a brand new world, or, hey, who knows? But yeah, GTA 6 is coming, but obviously not anytime soon, but I thought that was pretty interesting to find out. Obviously, we knew it was coming, but to hear an announcement, I guess, makes it different, right?
Yeah. I hope it's in Miami or, like, in Vice City.
I forgot. What city were they talking about? I don't remember. I think I'm thinking Assassin's Creed. And they make it in, like, Tokyo, Japan. Like a Yakuza game. But then you could just go play Yakuza. Or Persona. Yeah.
Or GTA Chinatown. Wait, what's it called? Chinatown, right? China game? Or...
Isn't Chinatown, like, based off in New York? That game?
I forgot. I don't know. There's a Chinatown in L.A.
If one thing new in GTA 6 comes, what would you want in GTA 6? Like something brand new that they never done in GTA that you haven't seen?
Damn, I don't know, dude. There's just so much to do in the world of GTA, but for sure, playing sports, you know, like, you know, like, I don't know if they had it in GTA 5, but, you know, in San Andreas where you could box someone? Mm-hmm. Or hit the punchy bag, I think. It would be cool to do stuff like that, you know, play soccer, you know, play basketball, like, and have the people that from, like, EA Sports or, like, 2K implement the basketball, mechanics, gameplay mechanics over to GTA, you know what I mean? To play basketball, you know what I mean? And then the people that worked on Fight Night Round or the MMA games, UFC, they implement those fighting mechanics over to GTA. You know, that'd be interesting, dude. True. That'd be so
I know in GTA 5 you could play golf, and I know there's one other thing you could do in GTA 5 other than golf. That's in sports, but I don't remember. Mm. Yeah, but yeah, GTA 6 is coming. Mm-hmm. Other on the news is that we got a pretty much like latest trailer that we saw was a Little Hope. Mm-hmm. You remember that trailer?
Little Hope.
It's the third installment of the Until Dawn series.
Oh yeah, yeah, with the that actor with the eyebrow.
The actor, like the main. I think he's gonna be the main character of the story. Is that he's the blonde kid from We're the Millers? Mm-hmm. And he's in The Maze Runner 2. Also, his real name is called I wrote it down. It's called Will Porter. There we go. Mm-hmm.
You know, he was actually supposed to play Pennywise, but I think he called out.
Oh, really?
And then, then Bill Skarsgård got it.
That's cool. But
yeah, he was supposed to play Pennywise.
But yeah, Little Hope, third installment of the Until Dawn series. It's the third, it came right after Man of Medan, and yeah, it looks really Until interesting. Dawn. It looks more of this type of, Until Dawn was a game where... Like, how do you explain that type of game style? What do you call that?
You make decisions. And
it's a story. Obviously, games have story, but you make the decisions when it tells you during the scenario. Like, if you have a choice to kill somebody or try to save them, it'll give you that option where it'll be like save yourself and leave that guy behind, or try or help him up and both of you guys hopefully survive. And then it has like a timer, like 5 seconds to choose left or right, you know what I mean?
And eventually it affects the gameplay story, you know.
All your choices are later they basically affect everything. If you choose to if you choose not to save him and you leave him there, and then you run to like the rest of your friends, and then next thing you know, like later on, that guy survived and you're in a shit position, like you're about to die, he'll be like, nah, I won't save you. And then he'll leave you. But if you save them and you get in that shit position, he'll save you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I guess like Until Dawn, it has this butterfly effect as the main thing. But yeah, Until Dawn was more of a story like based off the mountains. And there's this what was the monster called?
From Man of Medan.
No, Until Dawn.
I don't know, but he had a clown face, you know, clown mask.
No, the demon.
The demon. Damn, I don't know.
The demon that fucking kills everybody, pretty much?
Damn, I don't know. I forgot.
There's this mythical demon that lives in the mountains, and they're pretty much trying to survive. And Man of Medan was based off a story of a ghost ship, and they're on a ship, and their crew's... there's a storm that comes through, and I guess the storm is cursed. And if your ship flies through the curse, like ghosts come out of the ship or something. I didn't play it. I didn't watch it, so I don't know much about it. But this one is called Little Hope. And this one looks interesting. It's more of like witchcraft and back in the day. Mm-hmm. It has me really interested. And I think Tom Hanks is in it.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, I seen a glimpse of this old guy, and he looks like Tom Hanks. So I assume it's Tom Hanks. But sure. Yeah, pretty much, like, I guess there's like I guess the kid or the current it's the current year, and they go to this town and they're investigating the town to find out more about it, and the more they find out, the more they get cursed. And I guess back in the day, you know how like back in the day they would hang people for doing witchcraft or making medicine, none the least, like tying cement blocks and throwing them in the water, and if they drown, if they drown, they're a witch. If they're human, then they come back up or some shit like that.
Oh my god.
Or if they're a witch and they burn them, if they survive the burn, then they're a witch. If they don't survive, then they were human.
Fuck that.
It was some crazy dumb shit back in the day, but I could be wrong on the way I'm saying it, but it was like around that type of ideas. But yeah, pretty much, I guess they said that they could be burning true witches, or the person that was burning them was being controlled by a witch and just accusing the wrong people. Mm-hmm. But I guess as they learn more into that, that person learns more into being cursed, you know?
Yeah.
But it looks really interesting. It looks way better than Man of Medan. I know Man of Medan got iffy reviews. It wasn't for everybody, but I know a lot of people loved Until Dawn, but this one looked really dope.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out, has a release date window for summer 2020, but what do you gotta say about Little Hope? You gonna play it?
Probably, you know. For sure. I still haven't passed Until Dawn, you know, and I haven't even played a Man of
Medan.
Medan, but you know, I don't know. Probably give it a hard pass, you know.
Hmm.
Depends when it's out.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played Until Dawn. I like watching other people play it. I watched Dashy play it, and this other guy, Carl Sagan, play it. And Man of Medan, it just didn't really interest me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably watch a gameplay of Carl play it, Carl Sagan.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I definitely want to play this one. This one looks cool. I like that witchcraft shit.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty cool. Interests me. I'll probably play it. Like you said, it probably comes out when it comes out. Fuck. The release window. We'll see what games are coming out. And obviously, summer 2020, we have other news. SpongeBob got a release date for June. You got that release date?
21st or 2016? 20, I think it's 21.
2016th?
Sure, but... No, 21 or 16th? I think it's June 21, I think.
Okay. I thought I could have swore I thought it was like June 24th. But anyways, it's coming out in June. Mm-hmm. But SpongeBob, the rehydrated...
23rd. Yeah, June 23rd.
Rehydrated. What is it called?
SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated.
There we go. Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. Finally got a release date. It officially leaked on Xbox webpage that had that release date and a new trailer or so. But yeah, more SpongeBob news. Are you going to play that day one?
Hell yeah, day one for sure. That's a throwback, you know.
What are you going to get it for? Xbox?
Dang it. I know it's going to come out for the Switch, right?
Yeah.
But the thing, I need to first see, like, the performance on the Switch. Because, like, honestly, if I'm going to pay, like, either... I don't know if it's going to be $60.
It's 40.
Or $40. But if it's going to be, like, if it's going to be, like, $60, I would rather buy it for on the console that performs the best, you know? Best, you know, like, in that case, you know, I would rather get it for the Xbox, you know, but I would love to have it on the Switch, you know, just because, like, I consider the Switch, like, the console for platforms,
mm-hmm.
platforming games, you know, like Mario and stuff. So I would like to get it on that, you know, just to have it in that kind of collection.
Yeah.
But, for, you know, for performance wise, you know, I think I'll probably get it for the X, but who knows? I gotta check out Digital Foundry, you know.
I think the price tag for the game is $30.
I think it is. I've seen that before.
Cause I'm looking at it right here for PC on Green Man Gaming. It says it's $29.99, but it's on sale right now for $22.95.
Really, for the PC?
For PC, yeah. Oh
my God. Yeah, I'm gonna get both. I'm gonna spend $360 on it. Yeah, I'll probably get it for the X, you know, most likely. It'll probably be in 4K too.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably get it for the X.
Okay, what about, are you gonna get the Fun Edition?
The Fun Edition with the statues?
Yeah.
No, I'll just get the Ordinary. I already got the best SpongeBob statues, and those are the ones I created. No, I'll just get the regular one, you know.
If you look, I sent you a clear HD image of the Fun Edition. But it comes with three statues. Oh, comes with Sandy, SpongeBob with Gary, and Patrick, all separately. Mm-hmm. And it comes with 5 keychains, some postcards, some stickers, and the game itself in a really nice collector's box. Oh, and some SpongeBob socks. For sure. The price of
$299.
$300.
Oh my God.
I wonder how big those statues are, but yeah, $299.99.
Oh my God. That's like 75% of the price of a PS5.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, what kind of irks me looking through the images that you sent me of the SpongeBob statues from the SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom game, it kind of irks me that they didn't use those kind of models game instead. In the Rehydrated, they made the models look too stylized, you know?
Hmm.
Compared to the old school SpongeBob that came out back in 03, it wasn't stylized. It was more of similar to that of the cartoon, you know? But in this case, like, they made it too stylized, you know? Like, it looks too, like, I wouldn't say too, I wouldn't say childish, but they made the style look more orientated towards like kids, you know, little kids. Even though, you know, that was the case back then, back in 2003, you know, it was directed towards us, you know, as kids, but,
yeah,
they made the character models too stylized. It looks good. I like it, but, you know, looking at the statues that they're going to give out, with the collector's edition, with the Fun Edition, they could have used those particular models for the in-game models. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You compare them both side by side, and you'll see like the statues are more like true to the cartoon character. You know?
Hmm. Yeah. If you guys don't want to pay $2.99, they also have a Shiny Edition where it just comes with SpongeBob statue, the SpongeBob socks, some pictures, some stickers, and that's it. You don't get the keychain and SpongeBob. I mean, you don't get the keychain, Sandy, and Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I think those are pretty cool. The Shiny Edition is $149.99. It's basically half price when you only get one, which is still pretty fucking high. I feel like maybe if it was like $100, that'd be kind of worth it.
Are you going to get the Fun Edition?
No. I'm just going to get the game. I don't think those statues are cool enough for me. At least my style. I think Patrick looks like a dork.
Yeah. Yeah. But, instead of Fun Edition, it should be Fuck That Edition.
FTE, Fuck That Edition. But, yeah. Oh, it says right there, out June 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Battle for Bikini Bottom. But, yeah, I'm super hyped. I'm definitely, like you said, I'm probably gonna, I really want to get it on my Switch, but damn, $22, I could get it right now for PC.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, if you enjoy playing it, you know, in your gaming chair, you know, instead of, you know, laying down on couch or in bed, you know, it's up to you.
That's the thing, I don't. But, yeah, I think, other than that, I think the last thing we can end the video game news is just PlayStation news, right?
Oh, yeah.
pretty much April's PlayStation Now update got Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. If you have PlayStation Now subscription, it changed the price, but yeah, pretty cool. I thought that's really worth it if you haven't bought Spider-Man, which I don't know how you haven't bought Spider-Man. If you own a PS4 right now, you should have already had Spider-Man. I mean, Mike hasn't even played Spider-Man, so I'm not surprised. Or God of War. Oh my god. I wouldn't even believe if freaking Last of Us 2 came out tomorrow, you would have played it. I don't believe that.
Like, I'm telling you, like, it's just that, like, mostly like just designing, sculpting, you know. I have more fun thing on my tablet than I do playing video games right now. But, you know, I always love video games, you know, when I'm like into it, you know what I mean? But okay. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Answer me this, okay?
Yeah. Tell me.
If The Last of Us came out tomorrow, would you play it?
Probably, you know.
I need yes or no.
You know, I enjoyed The Last of Us, but it's not like I'm hyped for it, of course, you know. I enjoyed the first one. But, you know, I'm not really that desperate to play it, you know what I mean? Like, it's something that I'll eventually play down the road.
Okay.
But right now, you know, I'm just like, so I have, my hands are full with, you know, with these characters that I do, normally do all day. But, yeah, you know.
Okay.
I would, so, you know.
If SpongeBob Rehydrated came out tomorrow.
Yeah, I would. I would. I swear, dude.
All right. But yeah. Spider-Man is now available on PlayStation Now up until July 7th, I believe, and then they take it off. If you get a free trial for PlayStation Now, I say that's a good time to start in. But after that, we got some weird PlayStation news. They randomly just dropped the PlayStation 4 controller.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
I like it. People are saying that, oh, it looks like more like the Xbox controller. It does not, dude. Like, honestly, like, I love the design. And yeah. Honestly, like, I will admit, you know, I think I've said it before. I mentioned it before in other podcasts that I prefer the Xbox controller over the PS4 controller, just because like it just like it feels full in your hand, you know. And looking at the design, it looks more fat, okay. You know, more beefed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good for my hands, because like my hands are like pretty average size.
Mm-hmm. You like beefy meat in your hand.
Yeah. But I like it. I can't wait for it. I really like the white and black, but of course they're gonna have like different color variations and stuff like that. I really like it. I'm hyped for it. I'm just kind of bummed out they didn't show the console. I don't know why they're taking so long, honestly.
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped for the controller. It looks clean. I do not see any similarity to the Xbox controller whatsoever. Maybe the only thing I could see is that there's a top-down view and the buttons stick out of the controller. And that's the only thing I could see. And people are just comparing it to the handles, the left and right, like where the palm of your hand rests, that little corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that's the similarity right there. And to me, it's like,
just a reach, you know?
Wow, that's like the biggest similarity, and that's not even close to it looking completely like the Xbox controller.
Yeah.
Or I just think people got a lot of things to say just about anything, just to say it, you know?
Yeah, just trolls, you know?
But, yeah, nonetheless, I think the controller looks fucking clean as fuck. I do not know why they chose white, though, because I do not like white controllers, because I believe they will get dirty.
Yeah.
But this, like, obviously, when the PlayStation 5 comes out, it would come with this controller. So I assume that the PlayStation 5 console has to be white, right?
Yeah, half white, half black, you know?
Yeah, it would have to have some white accent, obviously a lot of it, but imagine they just troll us and it's just an all-black console.
Fuck.
That would be crazy. But, yeah, supposedly the PlayStation 5 controller has, like, a new... It's called the DualSense instead of the DualShock now. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. They changed the share button to calling it the create button.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. It has a built-in microphone, and yes, it will have a 3.5 millimeter jack for your headsets.
Yeah, instant buy right there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I love playing games with the audio with earphones on or headphones on.
Yeah, so it will come with a headset jack, and it comes with like kind of like I think it's. It's not HD rumble like the Switch Joy-Cons, but it's going to come with like more enhanced vibration. I don't know the right words for it, but it's supposed to come with better vibration where you could feel things and know how things are shaking. Like, it's not just a random, like, like it's going to be like a flow, smooth vibration.
Sure.
Supposedly game devs are really hyped with it. A lot of people have been coming out saying that it feels great and it looks great. And it's supposed to have a longer battery life than the PlayStation 4 controllers. Oh, and it has USB-C.
Okay, yeah, okay, for sure.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's going to be the standard now. USB-C now. It's going to be the standard. That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, pretty dope. Yeah, we got that, which was really weird, but I have, like, an explanation for that. Supposedly from, I forget what the website's called, Bloomberg.com says that the PlayStation the PlayStation 5 is gonna sell have less units than the PlayStation 4 did on release due to rumored prices that it might be $499 or $549, $550 or $500.
Yeah.
So they do not expect consumers to buy the PlayStation 5 day one because of the high price tag. So they're making
less. I heard it's because of the components. The stuff that they put inside the PS5, that's like I guess they're limited on that. But as for which eventually it'll lead to like higher price, you know, the console. But yeah, I did hear that it was because of the components and also because of the components really weren't really running well. It would overheat in some cases in some consoles, PS5 consoles. That's what I've heard on through some articles and stuff like that. But yeah, those are just rumors. Those are just reports. But it does make sense why they're limiting it to 7 million. I think it's 7 million, right? They're going to be releasing.
Yeah, I thought it was like 5, 6, or 7.
That's a little bit, dude.
Yeah, definitely. But then again, like, honestly, like there are people out there that like obviously don't have that type of money. If those price rumors are true, $400 or $500 and $550 for a console, I mean, nonetheless, the technology in there is probably worth it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like with all the shit it does, but still, that's still a lot of money. Nonetheless, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta see Xbox's the new Xbox's price tag.
Yeah, it's. I think they're both just waiting for each other. Who's gonna release whose price, and then one's gonna be lower than the other, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get those console sales, but yeah, it's. I don't know. I feel like they both got to speak up now because if they're looking for a holiday release, it's best to say it as at least for consumer wise. It's best to say it as early as you can, so us consumers can save up. You know what I mean? Because not everyone just like. Could be like they could release the release date a week before release, and then a consumer won't have the money because they wouldn't know. You know what I mean? But if you're listening right now, like those are for sure rumors, but it should be around that price, $500 and more, for at least the specs that they're saying how good the console is. It will be, I think the lowest it will be, either Xbox or PlayStation is $450. And then, nonetheless, if it comes out to $500, then fuck. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I say definitely start saving now if you're listening now. If you want the Series X or if you got a credit card and you don't care, you don't got anything on it, then I say just use that if you're into that stuff. But I think it's best to spend money that you have instead of money that you don't have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or you can use the stimulus check that you got.
Yeah, use the Trump money, I guess. There it is right there. You don't even got to save. Just got to hold on to it.
Kind of off topic, but when they released the stimulus check, when they gave out the stimulus check yesterday, that same day, Apple released a new trailer for the new iPhone.
Yeah, I know.
Is that just a coincidence or what? That's got to be a coincidence, man. Like, I just feel like they did that on purpose, you know?
It's not even like a brand new iPhone. It's just like it's their budget phone.
Okay. Yeah, but the fact that they released it on the same day, it's just so funny to me.
But I guess PlayStation 5 news is kind of rolling out weird because I guess COVID is interfering with their news. That's why they had that random controller drop, and they don't have like a plan of releasing like console like showings or. They don't have a set schedule on how to show these things because of the virus, of how it's going on. which is kind of weird because I feel like it shouldn't be that hard. At least, like Nintendo just had a mini direct. You know what I mean? Like, how hard is it? I mean, they already have State of Play. Why can't they just have a State of Play, like, 30 minutes worth of where they just show the console, show the controller, show, like, a day one game that's going to release with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, like, at the end of it, like, maybe they'll have, like, a release date window, like, November 2020. Or like, at the end, it'll be, like, pricing coming soon, whatever's. You know what I mean? How would you... Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's the only way to do it. What's so hard to make a... Like, make up a mock-up video? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Just laziness.
But, yes. What did you say?
Oh, nothing. Go on.
Nah, I didn't have anything else. I was going to talk more PlayStation 5 with you.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... Fuck. This year's going crazy, dude. We can't go out. It's going to be weird for pre-orders for PlayStation 5, because where are you going to pre-order that shit where you can get it the night of, like, yeah, midnight release, if we're going to be stuck inside, you know? Who knows how long this shit's going to last?
Yeah, and speaking of COVID, I heard that AMC's going to go bankrupt, you know?
AMC?
Yeah, AMC Theater.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. I hate them.
I like it, you know, but yeah, because of obviously the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep thinking about the new AMC theater they're building up here in Montclair, mm-hmm. the Montclair Mall, and for them to be filing, you know, bankruptcy, you know, that's kind of bummer, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like speaking of the PS5, I was going to ask you, what do you think the PS5 controller is going to be like? How much?
Oh, just to buy one? That?
Yeah.
Fuck, probably the
controller itself.
Like $75.
Wait, what? How much?
$75.
The controller?
Yeah.
What the fuck? They already said that, or that's
no, no, no. That's my. You said my guess. That's my guess.
Yeah. No, no. It has to be $60, dude.
Nah, it's got to be $75.
What the fuck, dude?
A PS4 controller, $60 right now. Why would they go back to $60?
That's how it's always been, you know. The PS4, even with the PS3 controller,
it was $60. PS3 was $55.
Really?
Yeah, that was $55. I could be wrong. Hey. But
no, it was $60, the PS3 controller.
Hmm.
And then with the PS4, when it came out, it's $60, and even to this day it's still $60.
Well, if I get like real, it retails $65.99, PS4 controller.
What the fuck?
Really? Or $64.99.
It went up.
It's been like that,
dude. It's always been $60, I swear.
I mean, maybe like $5 sale off,
maybe on Amazon, you know. But what the hell?
It's always been
60, but...
I'm at Best Buy right now.
Yeah.
Best Buy. Let me see. $64.99.
Yep. What the... No. I think because of what's going on right now.
No.
Because
it retails $64.99.
What? No, dude.
$64.99. The PlayStation 5 controller, I'm saying it right now, as my guess, will retail for $74.99.
Mm-hmm.
It will retail for $74.99. Look at Joy-Cons. They cost $80.
Okay. I think it's and on Amazon, it's they're unavailable because I guess they're all out.
Go to Best Buy.
Because of the outbreak. I'm assuming they went up in price because of the mm-hmm. pandemic.
They've been.
It was $60.
Trust me. They've been $64.99.
Bro, come on, dude. It's always been $60.
No, it's been $64.99, bro. Always I'm been telling you.
Right now? It's at $65 because they're low on supply, you know. They're made in China, dude. The controllers. That's why, you know, with what's going on.
Mike, goddammit. They're $64.99.
Oh my god, dude! I swear it's always been $60.
Okay, all right. If we want to talk reality,
yeah.
No one should be buying controllers for $64.99.
I know,
because they go on sale for $30. Just wait for that sale. You can wait. And mm-hmm. if you need a controller that bad, then fuck, I don't know what you're doing to your controller and you wasting $64.99 on a brand new PlayStation 4 controller.
Mm.
But for me, my guess, I for sure believe that the PlayStation 5 controller will be $75.99 or $74.99 when for retail price. I believe that they will like eventually go on sale for $40, $30, like how they do with the PlayStation 4 controllers. But for sure, separately, they will be $74.99.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. That's not like rumor or anything. That's my guess. But yeah. But yeah, I can only imagine, dude. I can't. The days are only gonna come faster. But I was so hyped for release date. But man, with this pandemic going on, like, I wonder how release date is gonna be. You know, I'm not gonna be able to wait in line at Best Buy at night or GameStop. Or maybe I could, but we're all gonna have to be 6 feet apart, and it's gonna go like three streets up.
True.
Let alone pre-orders. You know, I wonder how pre-orders are gonna go. I'll probably have to make two pre-orders just to make sure I get one.
Sucks.
You know what I mean? Like, if I do one shipping and then one in-store pickup, which one will get to my house sooner, you know? Or even to my store with the way shipping is. We've had game delays where I think I had to wait like 4 days after Persona 5 Royale released. It was supposed to come out Monday, and I wasn't able to pick it up because they didn't get their shipment until Thursday. You know what I mean? Like, imagine PlayStation 5 console delays, like, with shipment in stores. Like, that's going to be crazy. Like, I'm going to have to... Damn, I don't even know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to either make an online order or find a store that I know is going to get it day one. You know what I mean?
You can definitely expect eBay to have a lot of people buy the console, and they're going to sell that shit overpriced on eBay.
Yeah, dude, especially if you really want the PlayStation 5, like, they've already said that they're going to sell, they're going to make lesser units than the PS4's release. So if you really want one, start saving your money, and so you'll be able to get one day one. Because there are definitely so many scalpers out there. Look at the Nintendo Switch right now. We're in a pandemic, everyone has to stay home, so many people are buying Switches no matter where they are and no matter how many they have, just to flip them for... Say Nintendo Switch retails for $300. People are flipping them for $450 just because they're not available anywhere right now.
Some bullshit, huh?
So best believe that is going to happen with the PlayStation 5. There's going to be many flippers. Best believe
That's how it was with the PS3. When they were, you know, with the PS3, they had a shortage. It was very limited when it first launched in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading on articles that someone bought like a $3,000 PS3, launch PS3. Console.
Damn.
So that was you can definitely expect the same shit.
Yeah, like I said, expect scalpers, save your money now, or hey, maybe they won't even have... Well, they already said Godfall is going to release with the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Think so, not sure. I haven't confirmed it yet.
It depends on the launch game with the PlayStation 5 if you need it day one, but for me as like not like I wouldn't call myself like a console collector, but as a video game
enthusiast,
like, I want the PlayStation 5 day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I can't say, like, I can't talk much about the Xbox Series X because Microsoft hasn't said anything about their supply and what they're gonna do, you know what I mean? So if you want the Xbox Series X, hey, I'm pretty sure Microsoft got this in the bag, you know? I'm pretty sure they'll have a lot of supply, let alone they're already expecting not a lot of people to get it because most of their games are just gonna be on PC.
True.
You know what I mean? And they already said that all the series games are going to be playable on the Xbox One X or Xbox One. So why would you like rush out there to get the Series X if it's not going to have exclusive games? You know what I mean?
And plus, you know, Microsoft can take a loss. You know, they can take...
Oh, yeah. Microsoft's like, fuck. Like,
you're worth a trillion, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they could take a hit. You know what I mean? But yeah, nonetheless, I'm hyped, but I'm not hyped for that day to come where the PlayStation 5 comes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man, just it sucks, you know. It really does. I've mentioned in a lot of podcasts of pandemic over the past podcast. I've always mentioned like how it sucks to be in this like historical event, but the fact, you know, I was gonna get the PS5 day one, you know, launch. I really wanted, you know, like for the first time in my life, you know, wait outside Best Buy, you know, camp outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that when I was little, the PS3 launch, even with the PS4, I would see people just like chilling outside waiting, and I always thought it was dumb, you know, to be waiting, but I was considering doing that, you know, this year, but hearing that they're gonna be limited on PS5 consoles, that's kind of bummer, you know. It's quite a bummer, but who knows? We'll see.
What's your game plan? Are you gonna pre-order the first site you see,
the PS5?
Yeah. What's your game plan? I want to hear your game plan.
I have to check the specs. No, not the specs. I have to see the price and compare it to Xbox.
Okay, so price matters to you.
Yeah, price does, because, you know, price performance, you know.
Yeah.
For sure, we all know the new Xbox is going to be powerful. Not maybe not by a lot, but it'll be powerful, you know. But then again, you know, I've been wanting to play God of War, wanting to play Spider-Man,
and I wouldn't play. Dude, oh my god, you are gonna be so fucking lucky. You're gonna get the PlayStation 5, and you'll have God of War, Spider-Man, The Last of Us 2, all ready for you to play on the PlayStation. Yeah. You motherfucker, you're so fucking lucky.
Yeah, that's why I would get it over the Xbox itself, you know, just to play Spider-Man and God of War and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely, I'm gonna have to look through the price though, because $550 is a lot, dude. Well, I mean,
well, they didn't say $550. Well, we don't know yet. We don't know the price. I think max limit for a console, like maybe Xbox, will be a higher price than the PlayStation because they don't want to take that loss, especially during this time right now. Being like in the pandemic, you know, a lot of companies are taking losses. Like you just said, AMC's taking a bankruptcy. They filed for bankruptcy, and like maybe Microsoft would just say fuck it. Like our price tag was $550, and PlayStation came out and said that they're $500. Like we're gonna stay $550. You know what I mean? Which I don't believe will happen. I'm pretty sure one will be cheaper than the other, but who knows? Who knows what's really gonna happen, because we're not there yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like the highest one of the consoles will be is $550, for sure. Mm-hmm. And the lowest, obviously, is $450. I do not expect another $600 console.
Mm-hmm.
But, so damn. If we do get out this pandemic and the price is right for you, we're going to pre-order our PlayStation 5 together or what?
Yeah, definitely.
Where are we going, though? Where would we go? Let's set up the day PlayStation 5 comes out.
Yes, the Best Buy one in Montclair.
Why Best Buy? I've been fucked at that Best Buy so many fucking times. Why would I go there?
We'll get fucked together. I'm kidding. I don't know. Either Best Buy, I mean, that's the place to go, you know.
Best Buy the place to go?
Well, because, you know, it's a store, you know, or technology stuff, you know, tech stuff.
I was going to say,
I'll definitely see, you know.
For me, I wanted to pre-order mine at GameStop right here next to Home Depot, just because it's literally down the street. And I could just go there and then come back.
Wait, did you say Best Buy?
I said GameStop.
Oh, GameStop. Oh, okay.
Yeah, for GameStop. Sure. Just because it's like down the street, I don't have to worry about anything. I could just get home as soon as I could. You know what I mean?
True.
But I feel like Best Buy would have way more accessories than GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe more controllers, but I would probably grab an extra controller for the PlayStation 5. I'm pretty sure my brother's gonna get one too. Fuck yeah, dude, I can't wait. I hope the pandemic crisis is over by then, or at least settled down more, you know what I mean, where we could go out and do like those releases and stuff. I'm pretty sure GameStop and Best Buy would have a thing where for console release. But obviously, it'd be way more organized and separate than just group full, you know? But, PlayStation 5, dude. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X. Supposedly, there was some news, like a rumor, like new Nintendo Switch console in the data mine of the 10.0 update. But I didn't write that down because I was like, you know, we talk about new Nintendo Switch all the time. Then again, we always talk about PlayStation 5, but.
True.
Yeah, man, I'm super stoked. Just a day, I can't wait for it to come, but I don't want it to come too soon, I guess, because it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, I'm hyped for the consoles, but I'm more hyped about the games, how visually and how much has progressed, you know, in terms of gameplay and stuff like that. I really want to see a true next gen game, and in action, you know, in gameplay, you know. I want some next gen gameplay, you know. But we still haven't really gotten that. We've only got like gameplay trailers, just like trailers, like in-game cutscenes. But I really want to see one in action, you know.
Yeah.
But
Resident Evil Village.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, Resident
Evil. Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
We didn't even talk about Resident Evil 4. That's gonna.
Yeah, here's some news. Some last news. Resident Evil 4 is rumored to come out in 2022 after. Resident Evil Village, aka Resident Evil 8, in 2021 for next gen. Yeah. Those are rumors, but I thought that was interesting. Hell yeah, I play a Resident Evil 4 remake.
I have mixed feelings about it, honestly.
Why?
Because of, okay, first of all, Resident Evil 4, like, it's been like, oh, it's about to be like, when the time that Resident Evil 4 remake comes out in 2020, it'll be over 17 years old, the game, Resident Evil 4, the original one. So, I have mixed feelings about it because, like, Resident Evil 4 is action based, and what made Resident Evil 4 so fun and memorable is like the way you would shoot the enemy in the face, and they'll get stunned, and you just perform like a suplex or like a freaking kick on them. And I don't know how they would implement that over to the remake. You know what I mean? Like, I really want Resident Evil 4 to be more based than action, the new remake. Yeah, I just have mixed feelings about it. I don't know if they'll nail it, you know? Because with Resident Evil 3, having played the demo, I was kind of underwhelmed. I was kind of bummed out the way you can dodge zombie attacks so easily. Like, I would, like, in the Resident Evil 3 demo, I would play it. I would run by zombies, literally run within like a couple inches away from them, near them, and then I would perform, like, I would press the button to dodge, and I'd dodge them so easily, and then it just took out the scare factor in Resident Evil 3. And I really hope they can make Resident Evil 4 like just like better, like just better in all ways, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's already a Resident Evil 4 HD, I guess,
Oh yeah,
upgrade on
HD, yeah.
PC. If you have it on PC, it just has HD textures, like as if it was already a remake.
Yeah, I
But
wouldn't really say a remake stream. You know, it's just like HD.
yeah,
I've seen
it's
that. It
the
looks
closest
good,
thing
but
that we're gonna get, like if Resident Evil 4 remastered ever comes out, or remake, right?
Yeah,
It's a
remake. It's
remake.
gonna be a remake.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that was my first Resident Evil, so I'm definitely, I would love
Yeah,
to
that's
go
a fun
back,
game.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hopefully they have like a
Hopefully they have
setting
like a
where you
setting
could play
where
old
you can
school
play old
style, where
school
you
style
aim
where
and
you
you
can't
can't
move.
move. Because I know
Oh yeah,
everybody
that
loved that.
it was fun, you know, but it would be really outdated
Fuck yeah.
today.
But oh my god,
Oh my
remember
god,
the
remember the
collector's
collector's
edition
edition
for
for
Resident
Resident
Evil
Evil
4?
4?
The one that came with the GameCube?
Oh, the chainsaw?
Yeah, the chainsaw controller.
Yeah, I remember.
My cousin got that. That was cool. I
Oh
didn't know what
gosh.
Resident Evil 4 was at the time, but he showed me the controller chainsaw. I was like, "Oh, sick." And I just went back to playing SpongeBob.
Yeah, that chainsaw guy is so iconic in Resident Evil universe.
Yeah. Damn, dude. But yeah, nonetheless, that's all the news we had for video games. We talked a lot about PlayStation. Had a pretty good podcast, man. Yeah, like you said, you finished up your goal last week for finishing up the project. And I did my goal. I've been working out since the last podcast.
Yes, you
I
have.
don't know about Nate. He said that he was gonna upload and edit, but I don't think he did, so he's gotta get smacked on the back. That'll
Bro.
be if we could, we could record that and put that in the beginning of next week's episode of the podcast. But yeah, what do you got for goals for this week?
Hopefully finish up on the Simpsons characters. Well, by the end of next week.
Okay. End of next week, give it a day.
Yeah, give it a
Give it a day.
before Friday.
Before Friday.
Before Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
For me, I'm gonna try to finish up Final Fantasy VII. And that's a big ass promise because I don't know how long that game is. People have said they finished up in 50 hours, 60 hours, and I'm at the 20 hour mark right now. So we'll see. Hopefully I could. But yeah, nonetheless, we could go into our local community tab for local questions for the Discord. We didn't really get any in the Discord, but we just got three on Instagram. I usually post it. You could ask us local questions on my Instagram. I usually post a picture when the episode goes live, and I post like another slide saying comment below any questions you want to ask us and be read on the podcast. So if you see my Instagram, you see that local podcast post, comment a question, and we'll read it next week. Or you could ask us directly on our Discord, and you can find a Discord invitation link in any description you're watching or listening this podcast on. Definitely. But yeah, nonetheless, my sister said, "Why don't y'all play Just Dance?"
Because I fucking suck at dancing.
I never even remotely had any interest in Just Dance. Mm-hmm. Why can't I just play Guitar Hero? No. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Mario Jr. What do you guys think about this coronavirus? How has it affected you? What do you do at home to stay productive during this crisis?
Oh, it sucks, dude. Honestly, like, it just sucks. It really sucks, dude. I'm so bummed out. I don't really go out as often as I used to. But when I do go out, it looks... the streets are definitely empty. Like, they're not too empty, but you can definitely see a difference compared to a couple months ago. It just sucks, dude. I was supposed to hang out with people and stuff like that, you know, but I just can't, you know, because of what's going on. Just like everything, like stuff, like a lot of places are closed down, you know. But it really sucks, dude. It gets boring being indoors. It just sucks. It really sucks. It's definitely gonna be like something that I'll be telling my grandkids about. They'll ask me, Grandpa, like, what was it like living in that historical, you know, pandemic? I'll tell them straight up, it fucking sucked ass, dude. Like, straight up, I'm over here just indoors, you know, just watching Pornhub, not doing shit. No, I'm kidding. It just sucks, dude. But, you know, we'll get there, you know. I'll give it another month or so.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I'm just chilling. I've just been playing games and catching up on my backlog. I've been cleaning my room. I've just been chilling. I feel like I work away from home a lot, so I'm not really home. So I've just been chilling, you know?
But yeah, you have a huge backlog of games, man. That's a really good opportunity.
Not like you. Freaking, I mean, for your PS4 exclusive list?
Oh, come on. It's just.
And then you got new generation list?
Yeah.
You got Resident Evil 3 to play, Doom Eternal, like some other shit. You haven't even
played Little Nightmares.
Me? True. See, that, well, at least that's different. But, but I do want to play Little Nightmares before the second one comes out. But, during this, I feel like this crisis will be over at some point. I don't believe at any point anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But I think we just gotta stay inside and do what we can, you know? Mm-hmm. I only go outside for essentials, but look at me talk about, like, what, like 20 minutes about how I'm gonna go outside just for a PlayStation 5? For the essentials. But, sucks that we're in it, but if we're in it now, the only way to do is just try to get rid of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So just do the best you can. I don't know why people aren't washing their hands. But I guess stay clean, and I just been chilling, playing video games, just chilling in my house, skating outside in the front yard. But yeah. And the last question we got is from Ivan. Do you miss me? Yes, Ivan. I miss you. Mike, do you miss Ivan?
Yeah, I miss him.
That's pretty much it for the podcast. Those are all the questions. I got a question for you. Since people are locked up in their inside right now, I don't even know if they listen to this podcast, but what do you think is, what are some things that you recommend to do? What is a movie you could recommend to watch or a video game to play right now for people in this pandemic?
Oh, you're asking me to ask, to tell them? In terms of movies, one of my favorite movie trilogies of all time has to be, The new Planet of the Apes. I highly, highly recommend watching all. Those films are just crazy good, dude. Those are really good films to watch. On Netflix, I've been telling a lot of my friends, you know, Free Solo. It's about a climber who climbs
this big ass rock.
Yeah, this big ass boulder called El Capitan, El Capitan in Yosemite. So that's a really good documentary. It really puts you on your toes, you know, like it just makes your palms so sweaty because this guy's like climbing, the boulder. It's like a...
It's free climbing. He doesn't have a rope or nothing. And spoiler alert, he falls straight from the top all the way down. It's fucking crazy, and they have to keep rolling.
Yeah, but and in terms of video games, I would highly recommend. Yeah, I would recommend getting Doom Eternal because I still haven't gotten it.
You bitch.
That's pretty much it. What about you?
For me, movie wise, I don't know. I like watching A Bronx Tale. Definitely go watch the new Planet of the Apes trilogy. That is really good. Supposedly they're making a fourth one.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, supposedly they're making a fourth one. What else? What other movies can I recommend? Watch the old school Ninja Turtle movies if you haven't. The ones that were on VHS. Man, what's some other good ones? Some other good movies. Gladiator is one of my favorites. Fuck. You can't think of any movies. I guess Parasite. It's on Hulu. I haven't seen it yet. I was going to watch that a couple of nights ago, but I started playing Final Fantasy.
That's a good film.
I still got to watch it. I'm going to watch it soon. That's my new goal. I'll watch Parasite this week, and we'll talk about it next week. That's my new goal. I'm not going to finish. Well, I'm going to try to finish Final Fantasy, but that's my new goal this week. Watch Parasite.
Okay, let me... I gotta say something.
But I'm not done talking.
Huh?
I'm not done talking. All right, go for it. Go.
No. Okay, you know how you mentioned about they're making a new Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, fourth installment. Okay.
Yeah, guess what? It says there's a report saying that Disney... to reboot franchise with new film. They're gonna fucking reboot it.
Disney. Oh, yeah, I heard that too.
What the? That's dumb, dude.
I feel like this trilogy is great. I didn't like the third one that much. That's probably my least favorite.
Yeah, because it was sad. It was really
sad. It wasn't sad. It was just kind of like, the story just, it was just slow. The story was slow.
Yeah. The second one's the best one, but.
Hell yeah. The second one is so fucking good.
Yeah, it really is. But, yeah, if that's true that Disney's gonna reboot it, I'll fucking hate Disney, dude. They're gonna make it they're gonna make it like family friendly, you know, instead of dark, you know, the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, what was I gonna say? So I was on movies. Video games I recommend to play. Slay the Spire if you're into card games, because that's a really good, like, Dungeons and Dragons card game. I love Slay the Spire, it's so good. Hollow Knight. Moonlighter. Damn, I can't really think. If you got a Switch, all three of those games are on Switch. I love playing those on my Switch. I guess Animal Crossing. Girls are loving Animal Crossing right now. Yeah, I can't really think of any other game that's really cool. What was the other one that you said? Video games, movies, but you said something else.
I said Doom Eternal. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I'm going to take this list from the homie Fox, because I think it's pretty cool. There's just one question that I wanted to ask you that no one has asked before. What's a game that you wish made a sequel?
Me? Let's see... A game. Bloodborne.
Have you played Bloodborne?
I played half of it. At my cousin's house, but I like the fighting mechanics. I thought it was really good. But it'd be cool to have another Bloodborne game. I don't know. I just can't think of any other game that would. But I know for sure Bloodborne would be good because a lot of people have been asking for a sequel.
Okay, I got one for you. One game that I wish had a sequel. Well, it doesn't have to be like a number two sequel, like just a game after that game.
Is the way. Cool, you know?
Yeah. So my answer was Pokemon Stadium 3. Just because I love the first two on Nintendo 64, and I can only imagine a brand new Pokemon Stadium for the Nintendo Switch. Imagine how cool that would be.
Yeah. Okay, you know, I take back about Bloodborne. I meant to say Dead Space 4.
Oh yeah, dude. Dude, I was watching the homies, Alex and Luis play. They were playing Dead Space 3, like the homie was streaming it, And I was like, what? You guys are playing Dead Space 3? He was like, yeah. Have you played it before? And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, oh, is it good? And I was like, yeah, it's all right. And they're like, oh, for sure. I was like, have you guys played the other two? And they're like, no, this is our first time playing any Dead Space. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? You're literally playing the worst one out of the other two.
The first one's like the best one, best, you know, personally, that's what I think.
Yeah, dude. And, oh my, dude. Or there's another question that says games you wish had a remake or a remaster. I wish they would remake Dead Space 1 and 2.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking awesome.
Could you imagine, like, I mentioned it in a lot about, you know, new ray tracing implementation in the new consoles. You know, in Dead Space, it's a dark corridor. You know, you're, like, in a corridor that's all pretty much dark, you know? Could you imagine, like, realistic shadows and stuff like that in that game?
Dude, that would be so... Oh, my God. Dude. Yeah. A remake of... Oh, my God. Of Dead Space would be so good. Those are, like, my one... Those are my five wishes, I guess. It's Pokemon, a brand new Pokemon Stadium, remake of Dead Space, a freaking Rocksteady Ninja Turtles game that you got me so dumb hype for that I can't stop thinking about. Oh my god, dude. I can't stop thinking about those.
We can only dream, huh? A man can only dream.
Yeah. Have you seen those, what do you think about those custom controllers for the PlayStation 5? I feel like that, obviously, since Spider-Man is my favorite character, that Spider-Man controller skin, if you haven't seen it, it looks really clean.
I seen the Mario controller, the Mario skin. It's not, like, fan-made, but
I'm assuming... I saw that one, too.
That one looked pretty good, but obviously Mario's not in PlayStation. But I'm sure it'll look good, you know?
If you could custom-make your own PlayStation 5 controller, how would it be? What would your color scheme be?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Blue and red, like Spider-Man. I think that would be a good color. But then again, my console would have to be red to match it.
Yeah.
So I'll just probably go with the default, you know, white or black.
For me, I would like imagine if Sony like did like Microsoft, like where you could custom make your own controller. That'd be so fucking sick, but I doubt that'll happen. But for my PlayStation 5 controller, I would probably want like orange and black or orange and white. Like how where the white is, I would want that part orange, and then where the black is on the default controller, either black or white. Or blue.
Like Halloween theme.
No, Naruto theme.
Oh. No, you mean Goku theme, Dragon Ball theme.
Do it. But, yeah, let me see. There is one more question on this list. Sorry, Fox, I'm taking this from your Discord. Favorite remake? Game I wish had a sequel? What's a game that you wish more people played that haven't played? Last question.
That's a good question. I say Dead Space, dude.
Yeah, we did have those two group of kids that I could no longer call my friends played not Dead Space 1 or 2, and they just skipped straight to 3 only because it's co-op. You fucks.
Yeah. That's pretty
I'm calling you out, and you guys told me you guys listen to the podcast, so if you're listening right now, shame on you.
I think that would be the game that I would want people to play or know about more, because like that's the reason why Dead Space discontinued, because of sales on for Dead Space 3. I guess
the studio shut down.
Yeah,
EA shut them down too.
Yeah, so I wish a lot of people knew about Dead Space or played it, so that, you know, they could have continued the game, the universe of Dead Space, but that's not gonna happen anytime soon. But yeah, that's definitely a game I would recommend or would want people to play more, you know, because it's really, really good.
Yeah.
What about you?
Damn, I don't really know. I love Slay the Spire so much. I said Slay the Spire in my answer, but I would like, that game doesn't appeal to everybody. I'm trying to think of a game that would appeal to everyone. Damn. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I don't have like a really game to recommend, but maybe instead of a game, I would recommend people, like, if you're gonna buy the Series X, because their games are coming to PC and it costs $500, I would just recommend you to just build a computer, because there's such an open wide variety. You will get the Xbox games coming to PC. And you would have a whole library of PC games to play itself, you know what I mean? So you pretty much would be spending the $500 on a brand new console. But at least this console will have some exclusives when you build it, you know? And it's not that hard. I guess that's what I would recommend instead of a game. I recommend you build a computer instead of get the Series X, but hey.
And overall, you know, you also get the, you also get the full package, you know, having your own personal computer, you know, it's like you can develop or design anything on a computer, so that's a big win for me.
And it's, you could upgrade anything anytime you need, you know? Obviously, it'll cost more, but like, if the, you build a, like, a mini, like low-end PC for $500, really good, you know? But, yeah, that's my idea, but I don't have a game to recommend, so I recommend build a computer. And if you want to build a computer, just hit me up, and I'll help you.
Oh, definitely. You know, you built my, well, recently you helped me build my PC, so big thank you.
I helped Kuhn with his parts list. So he's starting, he's buying parts slowly too, so that's cool. But yeah, that's pretty much all the shit that I got to say. You got any, you got anything interesting left to say?
Not really, you know, I think that's pretty much it, you know.
Alright then. This is where we end it. This has been The Local Podcast, episode 28. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for your guys' support. I see the YouTube comments. I don't remember the name. But there's one person that's always commenting on it, saying that we deserve more recognition, and appreciate that.
Thank you.
And you can find our podcast on YouTube, Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. And you can join our Discord. There's an invitation link in all the description of wherever you're listening to this podcast. Definitely join. It'll mean a lot. Or spread the word to join our Discord, or just spread the word of our podcast. It'll mean a lot. Thanks for showing love. And yeah, we'll be back next week.
For sure.
I'll see you guys later.
Thank you guys.
Bye.